if interrogational torture is legally regulated, as in former centuries it was, he thinks there will be less torture and fewer fatalities. Thus, the structure of his argument is something like that of Rawls regarding enslavement of the conquered in ancient times. Yet questionable beliefs underlie Dershowitz's proposal. Torture's effectiveness as a tool of interrogation is more dubious than is popularly believed. Recent popular faith in torture rests heavily on its allegedly having foiled a plot to blow up 11 Trans-Pacific aircraft in 1995. I believe Dershowitz cites that very case. Yet historian Alfred McCoy, my colleague in the history department at Wisconsin, who was a specialist on the Philippines and played some role in this movie, Taxi to the Dark Side, cites a Washington Post report that the Manila police obtained all the important information in the first few minutes when they seized Abdul Hakim Murad's laptop, and that most of the supposed details gained from the 67 days of torture that followed were, as one Filipino officer testified in New York, police fabrications that Murad mimed to end the pain. A widely cited case of police torture to find a kidnapped baby, which is reported from New South Wales, concludes that the baby's prognosis was uncertain. We are not told how the torture victim fared. One might object, that's just luck. The baby might have been found in time. Murad's computer might not have had the information, and so on. Yet reliance upon luck is part of the problem.